Harbormaster Glo Wallen emphasized that the six new security cameras were directed at the harbor, and she said the system was working great. Wallen invited anyone interested to come and take a look at it.
I just feel like it's really added to our overall visibility and operation. We use it from everything to identify who's at the crane dock, to kind of keep things organized, to checking our garbage, checking the long-term parking. It's for the harbor, and that's what we use it for.
Wallen acknowledged that Kuprinoff was visible in the background of some of the shots. The discussion was prompted by a request from the mayor of Kuprinoff, Dan Atinas. Atinas had earlier spoken with Mayor Al Dwyer about public concerns over the camera's view of homes on Kuprinoff. She had suggested that the city come up with written protocols for their use. The city installed the system earlier this year in response to ongoing problems with theft, vandalism, and the use of dumpsters for non-harbor trash. It was paid for with Homeland Security funding. There are six cameras. Wallen explained they were programmed to cycle through various shots of the harbor.
It only records if there's movement close to the camera while it's looking at that. In that particular direction, it doesn't sense movement in another area and then quickly pan over there. Again, there's half a dozen spots that it just goes on a regular program. They have to be pre-programmed in. We have one person on staff that's been trained to do that. I don't know if it's a trust issue or what, but it's not capable of.
Its purpose is security.
Yeah, and it's just for the. We're looking at the dumpsters and the tops of the ramps and the crane dock and the long-term parking.
The cameras can be manually panned and zoomed in on the background to a certain extent. However, according to Wallen, the view is limited after a certain point by the downward camera angle. Take the camera, for instance, that's trained on the port facility and fuel dock.
You know, if you're to zoom in across the bay and you zoom in and you zoom in and you zoom in, you can't tilt it up. So by the time you zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, it's looking at the bottom of the beach there.
As far as security, the harbor's already been able to catch people on camera who tried to throw large appliances in the dumpsters. Police Chief Jim Agner said the cameras had also come in handy for his department. In one case, it caught a harbor user's bike being vandalized.
Somebody, took their bicycle, and if you look at the price of bikes lately, and picked it up and threw it in the water. That was a malicious act, and it was done for malicious reasons. But if we hadn't had that camera, that would have just been another crime down in the harbor unsolved.
Harbor Master Wallen stressed that there was a lot of valuable property that was worth protecting in the harbor.
And I want to get that known to people, too, that, hey, you know what, if you're not doing anything wrong, don't even think about it. But if you are, or you have that potential to, chances are we might catch the tail end of you as you as you head uptown.
The counselor seemed satisfied with the description of the camera use. Counselor Rick Braun said he had gone to the Harbor Master's office and gotten a tour of the new system. He did not think it showed enough detail on Kuprinoff to be a problem.
I don't see how anybody could snoop on anybody. Anybody at the Harbor Master's office could snoop on somebody in Kuprinoff. I just don't see how it would be possible.
The council ultimately took no action on the issue, and no one from the public turned out to talk about it at Monday's meeting. Deb Hurley, a 29-year resident of Kuprinoff, was one of the people who was concerned about the cameras. Contacted later in the week, Hurley declined a recorded interview, but said she would still like to have written protocols of what the cameras were to be used for and by whom. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.